Kingdom Contractors.
Hey, Kent, how are you?
Good.
Hey, man, this is Zach. We talked a while ago about your house on East 15th Street.
Yeah. Yep.
How's your day going, sir?
It's going, Jack. It's going
good.
Fast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So what? Are you still interested in buying it, or what are you trying to do?
Yeah, do you remember speaking with me? It was a while ago.
Oh, God, no, Zach. Many folks I didn't talk to about that house. It's been a minute. My apology, but I don't remember. What did we talk about?
I mean, it was kind of brief. You're a straight shooter. That's one thing I remember about you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Zach, right now, I've decided I'm going to sell the house, but I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of go round and round and round with people.
Sure.
I want $165,000 for it.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of the bottom line. The house has 2.5 baths, 3 bedrooms. It has a new roof put on, and the whole inside of the house is framed. The rest of it has to be done.
Mm-hmm. So the whole thing is the rest of it. I mean, I've seen the outside of it. It's not pretty.
Well, it's $165,000 worth of pretty or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Are not pretty. And that's where I'm at. Are you in that ballpark about buying it?
I mean, how soon are you looking to sell it?
I can sell it today. I mean, I own it. It's paid for. I don't have a problem with selling it.
Sure. I mean, I'm definitely interested in it. I mean, is that your bottom line? I mean, I'm not absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Huh?
I'm not far off from that number.
Where are you? Where are you?
I mean, you know.
Stop by meaning, Zach, and tell me where you are.
All right. Well, honestly, I'd like to be at 145.
No, I ain't going to do that.
So you're saying
you would do 165. You're $20,000 too little.
15, but regardless, if I said, hey, Kent, let's get it done. You do it today.
Well, let me tell you what the deal is. Right now, there is a company as of last week that are doing a title search on it, and they look to me they're really taking too long. But anyway, they're doing a title search, and I need to get this house done. I really want to get it done and over. And,
are
and
you
it, done
for them, or do you want to get it done?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to be doing a whole lot of waiting around for nothing. But right now, you know, we got $165,000 is where they are with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the house is worth it. I mean, you're talking about a house. If it was me, I'm a contractor. I put $50,000 in, the house is completed, and I'm selling it for $350,000. You know what it's worth in that neighborhood. So that's where I stand with it. And I'm not going to take any less than that. I mean, the worst case scenario is, I'll get sick of everybody fixing my own stuff.
Right.
I'll do.
But, how about this?
Huh?
You said you, I mean, clear. It's clear that you don't want to wait around, and it's clear that you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to have, you know, a bunch of words and go back with that, you know, and I'm just going to be upfront as well. That's how I operate. I don't buy every house for every person that I talk to, but
right.
You seem like a straight shooter. I mean, what's holding you back from just getting it done today and me putting some money in your pocket? That way you know that we're going forward.
Okay. Are we going to put – now, the only thing of it is I do have I have an agreement with them in regards to coming over there. Look, I mean, I don't know. How long it take to get a title search done? Hell, it shouldn't be taking all this time.
When did you sign?
When did I sign?
Mm-hmm.
That was last – week of, I think it last week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they gave you the 160?
No, 165 is 165,000. That's what.
Well,
that's what
look,
we,
my grandma lives in that neighborhood.
Oh,
so
okay.
Would, if you said. You know, if I were to say, look, man, I'll give you 167 and I'll get this done less than 30 days, would you just back out with them? And the only reason I don't typically do business like that, but my grandma lives in the neighborhood, and I would really like to have something around her.
But now I'd be on another. I'd be on another 30-day run with this thing. You know,
I'll close sooner than that.
Okay. When you say sooner, what are you talking about?
When do you want to close?
I want to close today. I want to make the run up.
Technically, you can't. There's no way to close today. But
how about? Absolutely that? Right. You're absolutely right because I got to live up to the agreement of the contract, of course.
You have a realtor, you said?
Yes.
I gotcha.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, what I'm saying is, I mean, my thing is this: money talks. And my thing is just that, you know, I really need them. I don't know how long does it take? I hadn't sold one in a minute.
I can get the title search probably done in 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're doing. But my thing is, I need to push them off the ledge. If not going to go home and do something, because I really need to make another move.
How much money do you need? Like, it sounds like you need some cash for something kind of quick.
I got an 800,000 square foot house combined. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, hold on. Can you hold on for a minute, Zach? Give me just a second.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
You're good. What company is it with? That way I know who I'm dealing with.
Man, I can't think of the name of the company. I can call my wife and get the, you know, the contract we signed off on, and I can find out and go from there. But,
I'm being just completely upfront with you because, you know, you've been upfront with me, and I appreciate it. You know, I don't get to work with everybody who's as honest as you are, but, you know, what I'm willing to do is I'm willing to get you out of what you signed and give you more money and close sooner. So if you're down with that, then I can give them a call and handle it for you.
Well, the main thing is just that they were the one that made the decision and to come up with, you know, what we need to do. What I would need you to do is you tell me what your terms are. I can contact them, and then I'll push them off the ledge for the 165, and they'll make a move, or I'll just call you back, and then we'll figure out what we got to do. Because I don't want to keep messing around with this, man.
Yeah.
I got too much to do, you know.
Tell me, do you have do you want to call your wife and see what company it's with first? Because also, do you remember if the contract was, like, what, 5 pages long?
I don't know that.
My paperwork is 1 page. It's as is. if it's longer than 1 page, I mean, what are we doing here? Are we reading a book or are we just doing business? You know what I mean?
And writing the book. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know, Zach. Look, they emailed that thing over to me. We signed.
Do you have your email pulled up?
No. I'm out here ranting my horses right now. give me a minute. Look, let me. Let me ask you this. If they are just dragging their feet and not really getting it done, and I want to make a move. You're saying that what are the terms you got? What can you do?
Well, what I'm saying is, it doesn't take long to do a title search. I'll close, if we sign paperwork today, I'll close in 2 weeks. The money's here. I'll close in 2 weeks or sooner. We'll try to get it. I mean, we could possibly get it done next week, but 2 weeks from today would definitely do the trick. And also, did they give you any earnest money deposit?
I don't think I got that right now. I don't think so. I can. I still got to, Jack. My wife is handling that, so I'm not 100% sure that I have. I don't think they did. To be honest, it
Okay.
was mentioned. It was mentioned, but I don't think they did it yet.
So I wouldn't, don't say anything. I wouldn't, just if you want to work together then and get a little bit more money, that's fine. This obviously has some sentimental value, but I've been doing this for a long time, been buying 20, 30 houses, a month. And also, if they didn't put any earnest money deposit at the attorney's office, who's to say that they're really doing anything? You haven't, but you don't necessarily, obviously you want more money. The more money you can, I mean, I would, but they haven't put any, earnest money at the lawyer's office, like they said, then, that's not a bona fide deal. That's not a realistic, it seems like it's dragging their feet anyway. And
Right, and
I
that's
don't
what I
need,
was going
I'll
to
tell you this, I don't need the house. I would love to have it. I have multiple houses around there. So
say.
it ain't gonna kill me, but at the end of the day, I can put more money in your pocket, and I'm willing to do the steps to get, to get you through the process, which, is very, very easy. So I'll put, you find out what the company's name is, and, I'm not an attorney, but I think it would be a wise decision, because if you'd say, "Hey, I'm not selling my house anymore," they're gonna try to, I don't know exactly what they'll do. Depends on, who the company is, but they'll probably try to get an attorney involved and, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, I'm willing to bet all my marbles with, my attorneys, so. Also, if they haven't put any money at the title company, then it's re it really is not a deal. I do need to see that paperwork. That way, I can make sure I'm crossing my T's and dotting my I's. So I'm willing to put more money in your pocket and do it quicker too. When did they say they would close by?
Jack, I don't know. Man, I've been running so hard. I haven't, my wife was the one that handled that. You gotta let me get with, I gotta check with her so we can
You
kind
want
of figure out where
to
I really am with it all,
call her
okay?
and call back in about half an hour?
Yeah. Give me a minute, I'll call you right back.
Or you can call, call me back, whenever. If I don't hear from you, I'll call you back in like 20 minutes.
That'll work. Thank you.
Okay, bye.